This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
My name is Anya Gillespie. I'm from Donegal and I live with a rare autoimmune disease called Behçet's disease.
Okay, so Anya, just tell us a little bit about yourself, like your life, I suppose, before this condition came into it.
Yeah, so life beforehand was a bit chaotic. I was constantly socializing. I'm very extroverted. I was always on the go, working nonstop. And then that kind of all had to change once I was diagnosed with Behçet's disease.
Could you tell us about the path to that diagnosis? What were some of the symptoms? How long were you waiting for a diagnosis?
Yeah, so it's kind of a strange one with autoimmune diseases because you could be suffering with symptoms without realizing it for months or even years. But when I say my first symptoms, this is when it all kind of got really bad, happened in October 2023. And I was very fortunate that I got my diagnosis 6 months after that, so in March 2024. And you're probably thinking, 6 months, that's quite a long time to get a diagnosis. But in autoimmune disease world, that's so quick because I've talked to other people since and they've waited for maybe 5 years, even six, because it's so hard to understand what the disease is because it could be other things and you kind of have to do every other test to cancel out those to then find out that you have an autoimmune disease. So the kind of symptoms I have are, in the easiest way to describe it, it's an inflammation of my blood vessels. So that causes inflammation in my body. So I get blurred vision, sores on my skin, mouth ulcers, which are not like your regular ones. They're quite bad and can stop you from eating. And just chronic fatigue is really the worst one to deal with, and also hair loss as well. So it's a multitude of things, which means you have multiple doctors as well, and they don't communicate with each other either. So you have to take on board all that information. So one piece of advice I have for people who are living with autoimmune diseases is maybe to take note of every doctor, GP visit, every consultant, every hospital admission, because you have to remember all the symptoms and all the different medications you're given by different doctors.
And would you say that then that's maybe something that could be improved for people who are in a situation like yours, maybe to have a more dedicated medical team rather than you having to go from pillar to post?
Without a doubt, it would help so much because not only is it exhausting having the disease, but also trying to learn about it. Because my disease is so rare, I actually have to educate some doctors and nurses on it. They've never heard of it because it's so rare in Ireland. There's also groups on Facebook that you can join as well where other people discuss their symptoms. But with this as well, it's very hard on your mental health as well because you're consumed by it. So it can be a very lonely place as well because no one understands what you're going through. So to have those supports like a dedicated doctor to work on this disease or just autoimmune diseases in general, and, you know, having those mental health supports as well would be excellent.
So what's it like trying to deal with something? Do you ever find yourself in a situation where you might have to explain, even to your friends and family, like, you know, to take this seriously, even when it's not immediately visible?
Yeah, like I mentioned at the start, I'm such a social person and I always find it hard to let people down with events and stuff like that. And I was always the first one there if the girls were out going out for dinner. So explaining to them that I'm just exhausted and that I'm in pain and can't make it is quite tough, but they understand. And even if, you know, someone calls over to the house and you're just not in the mood for it, like sometimes you can put on a show and say that you're fine, but some days it's just so bad you're exhausted and can't even talk to people. So it can be tough. Yeah.
And you mentioned the impact on your mental health. Could I ask, are you actively trying then to protect your mental health alongside trying to deal with the physical aspects of it?
Yeah, so journaling, going out for walks, just doing little self-care bits and pieces to try and help make days a little bit better. You know, we have a very overproductive society, I think, in that we're always striving for big success, whereas, you know, the little wins in every day are just as good as, you know, making loads of money and stuff like that. Getting out of bed some days is the biggest win that I have, or having a shower or cooking dinner. That can be so tough some days. And I seen on TikTok, of course, that's where I get all my information, that, you know, people living with chronic illnesses or autoimmune diseases, some days you have to choose between having a shower and making yourself dinner because you just don't have the energy for both. So that's why I had to like move back home to Donegal with my parents, just to have like that support system around me. And that, you know, if there is a day where I can't make dinner, that there is someone to help me out. And I'm very grateful for that.
And TikTok is something that you have decided to use as a platform to speak out a little bit more. Can you talk us through that decision and how that's been going for you?
Yeah, so I talk about it a little bit because, you know, I don't want it to completely take over my life because it's just one part of me and like there's so many other things about me. So I've just documented a few little things, and mainly I did it because that's the way I dealt with it, by seeing other people document their lives with chronic illnesses and autoimmune diseases. And that's how I came to terms with it, because I seen, okay, I'm not the only person that's going through this. There are many others. And having that relatability and knowing that you're not alone was really helpful. So, you know, hopefully I can help someone with that too.
And I can vouch for the fact that there's a lot more content than just your autoimmune condition. It's very entertaining. So if you do want to give a shout out to your TikTok, if people want to follow along, I believe they'll get some cute dog content as well.
Yes, I have a new puppy in the house. So my TikTok handle is AnyaGillespie1.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.